In life, we all like mountaintop experiences better than valleys. But the truth is that valleys are inevitable. Jesus didn't want us to be surprised by these difficult times, so just before he died on the cross, he warned us, "In the world, you will have tribulation." It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I'm sure you've noticed that you can't plan valleys or schedule them. I mean, have you ever had a flat tire or a root canal at a good time? But be encouraged that valleys are temporary. They do have an end, and they have a purpose, for God will not waste our pain. The Apostle Peter wrote, "There's wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show you that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold." Andrew Murray, who was a pastor, writer, and Bible teacher, once wrote, "In times of trouble, God's trusting child may say, 'First, he brought me here. It is by his will that I am in this straight place. In that I will rest. Next, he will keep me here in his love and give me grace in this trial to behave as his child. Then he will make the trial a blessing, teaching me the lessons he intends me to learn. Last, in his good time, he can bring me out again. How and when, he knows." Then Murray encouraged us to say, "I am here by God's appointment, in his keeping, under his training, for his time." Thank God for his presence with you when you need him most. He makes no mistakes.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.